You have the ring. And I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
In the power of the madness and the mania, just blew my 24-inch guns out.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Wait till they get a load of me.
I just don't want her to escape. You know how strong she is. Might as well be green and half deaf.
Well, if you think that's offensive, check this out.
It's just a video.
A video that makes you gay. Sam, what's your girlfriend gonna think now that you're gay?
I don't give a shit about my girlfriend. I'm gay now.
Donnie, you're out of your element.
It's perfect. I've been tarred and bombed.
Here you go. Oh, I was just kidding about the leg. I just need these two things.
What?
No, I thought it'd be funny. Was it funny? No, wait, what did he look like hopping around?
My grandmother, riding by on a bicycle, gave me the finger and a duck.
I'm Pickle Rick!
Jesus Christ. Welcome to this week's edition of Comic Kakuzi. I'm Taylor Billings. I threw my fucking card across the table. We already had this recorded.
Geeky, garbage, nerdy news, and kitschy comedy. Fucking that's what this like podcast
that.
Is for.
We are down like that. Half a man.
Elijah's
gone.
I have no idea where he is either because it rained all weekend, so he could be anywhere between their starting point and Bismarck right
he
now.
He could be dead.
I doubt that.
Okay, that's good.
Taylor's here, though. And
I'm here.
He's wearing a shirt.
Guinness.
Two shirts. And some shorts. And glasses.
That's usually how it goes.
Yep. That's Taylor Billings right there. I just summed them up.
Thank you.
All right. How'd your week go?
Good week.
Hey, what'd we do when we hung out? We went over to Danny's.
Yeah?
And I got a new pair of sunglasses.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
free pair of sunglasses.
Dumb drunk person left her sunglasses there.
And their loss is your gain.
And I took them, and Taylor goes, "Aren't you good to put them into Lost and Found?" And I was like, "Fuck that, they're mine." That's how I get almost all my sunglasses.
Yeah, last week was mostly a week of recovering from lifting heavy things. And
oh, you're such a pussy.
And watching TV.
Dude,
that's
stop
all
it with the burping. Stop it with the burping.
I cannot call if I'm drinking fizzy drinks. That's just the way she goes. My grandma's in the hospital.
That's not good.
No, it's not. Dude.
What did you do?
Dude, fuck rugby hospital. She lives up in Rugby, right?
Oh, I thought she went into the hospital because she was playing rugby.
Fuck that sport, man. She's got CTE now. Just kidding. No, the town of Rugby, they have the shittiest fucking hospital in the world. I think literally in the world. So she's in there. They had to call an ambulance because she couldn't even move. She's in so much pain. And the paramedics show up and they're like, "Oh, Jesus Christ, she's got sepsis."
Oh, yeah?
So they're like, "Oh, fuck."
Does she really, though?
Well, okay, hold on. So we're like, "Oh, shit." So they gave her a bunch of antibiotics, took her to Rugby. And Rugby doctors they don't do any tests, right?
They just started treating her for it?
Pretty much.
That's fucking retarded.
Then they pull my aunt aside, and they're like, "You know, she's got a mass, and it's probably cancer." It's like, what? You haven't done any tests. How do you fucking know it's anything? So she gets to Bismarck by ambulance yesterday, and they're like, "Oh, it's just your gallbladder.
Jesus.
You get some gallstones."
What a bunch of assholes.
Dude, it's like, fucking. I mean, I think they were literally using WebMD to perform their diagnosis. It's like, what the fuck?
That's pretty fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
like a fucking SNL skit or something up there.
I do have a callback to last week's episode. Do you remember that I told you a buddy of mine did not like your list because you put Austin Powers is the number one spy?
Yes.
Do you remember what you said?
No.
You told him that you said, "Fuck that guy. I'm going to kick his ass." So I'm calling him now.
Okay.
And see if he has any responses.
Okay. This should be interesting. I said I was going to.
Hey, Kyle. It's Cole. How are you? I'm sitting here with Taylor. You remember how on the podcast last week, Taylor said, "Fuck you," and he was going to kick your ass because you didn't like his list?
Yeah, I do.
Do you got anything you want to say to Taylor?
Maybe a couple of things.
Okay.
Taylor, I'm sorry, but Austin Powers cannot be number one. Cannot.
All right.
That's a bunch of horseshit. And you know, if you want to fight, let's throw down. I mean, I'm ready to roll.
Do you want to know the address to where we are?
Yeah.
20.
Yeah, let's go. And that's like North Bismarck.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right. I think I'll see you here in a little bit.
I honestly don't remember saying it, kick his ass, but it still stands. I'll kick your ass.
Uh oh. There's a challenge there.
Oh. He still wants to go. All right. Well then, you know, you did say it. Yeah, I just want to reiterate your exact words was I'll kick his ass.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Right on. I honestly don't remember saying that, but here we go. I guess it's gonna happen. It's gonna be like Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather all over again.
More like Conor McGregor fighting fucking Jabba the Hutt, you motherfucker.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that clip there, Kyle.
You're welcome.
I pretty much enjoy that, and I'll see you. I'll see you later, man. All right. Bye.
Oh boy.
See, that's what happens. You start talking shit.
He was talking shit first because he absolutely should have been number one.
Oh,
on
fuck you.
The list.
Oh, fuck you. All right. For some reason, I wrote down fuck Cindy Lauper. I don't even know why I wrote that, but I guess she's on the celebrity fuckers I want dead. So fuck Cindy Lauper. Dumb bastard. I think I seen her in a commercial and it annoyed me.
Isn't she the dog commercial lady?
I don't know.
Or she's like...
She's the girls just want to have fun.
Oh.
No, you're thinking Sarah McLachlan.
Same thing.
So, you know what I did on Monday was I made tuna salad.
Okay.
With the onions and the pickles and
was
all
it
the, and the hot sauce. It was good, but instead of dumping the tuna juice down the sink like a normal person, I put it in Tupperware. And then I put it... Yeah, and then I put all the tuna juice on my neighbor's lawn, and I came out after 2 hours, and there were cats fighting all over the fucking place.
Do you not get along with this neighbor?
They're okay, but their fucking kid always comes over and talks to me when I'm having a bonfire and shit, and it's like, dude, put your kid on a leash or something. I mean, he's like 19. He should fucking definitely be
on
a leash.
He just wants to be your friend.
No.
All right, let's hit the news.
All right.
The Comican Koozie News Team. With Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture, I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
Fight of the century, Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather, JK, Taylor Billings versus Kyle.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Actually, I was talking to him earlier. I think he's pretty tuned up and waiting for Game of Thrones to come in at 8. So I don't think he'll be able to make it up here.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. But I would put money on him.
You put money on him? I don't even know the guy. I've never even seen him. I've never even met the man.
Yeah.
But he just wants to fight me now.
Yep. Your fucking mouth wrote a check that your ass can't cash.
Oh, it can cash it. It can cash it.
So your buddy...
Conor McGregor?
No, John Barrowman is very open to returning to the Arrowverse, even though his character was killed off. But like Elijah said, he was killed off a screen.
Ah.
So he did not necessarily he'd like to come back to Arrow, but maybe even Legends of Tomorrow, which he's been on. He was actually better on Legends of Tomorrow than he was on Arrow.
I'd rather see him come back to Torchwood.
Yeah.
They would resurrect that show.
I figured you would, but I just figured it's
if he's going to come back, it's anything.
It's news about John Barrowman, and you love John Barrowman.
He is a great guy. So, Rumor Patrol is out.
Rumor Patrol.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Okay. I thought it was the name of a website
No. So, Justice League does not have very high hopes right now for me.
Why is that?
Apparently, before the reshoots that they did, it's quote-unquote unwatchable.
So,
I don't know what the fuck they were doing and why it took this turn.
What
but,
they were going to do was make Justice League 1 and Justice League 2 two separate movies.
Sure.
And the reshoots are to make it one movie, and like with Darkseid basically being kind of like playing like the Thanos role that they have in the MCU.
Okay.
Like, Darkseid is coming, but he's not here till later. But now I don't think they're gonna put Darkseid in it really.
They're just
gonna make it one standalone movie, and then later on they'll have a separate movie. So I don't know. That's what reshoots are for, though, to make shit better.
I don't know about that. They did that with Ghostbusters as well, and they fucked that shit up. So I mean, I hope it does well. I hope it's good, as good as Wonder Woman at least.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
But we'll see. We'll see.
So, you know my buddy Romeo?
Yes.
So we're hanging out, and I'm like, dude, is that Milo Hudson-Buehler? And he's like, who's Milo Hudson-Buehler? And he's like, he's like this local singer. He sings about cows and fucking
Leo's Transmission.
And, just hold on. and polka and shit. And he didn't know who I was talking about. And I was like, okay, he's the dude from the Leo's Transmission commercials. And another buddy's like, yeah, that's definitely Milo Hudson-Buehler, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in real life, his name is like Clive something or other, right?
Okay.
So Romeo goes over and he's like, hey, my friends are big fans of yours. And the guy's like, what? And like, he's like, I don't get it. Oh, and he puts two and two together. He's like, I am not Milo Hudson-Buehler or Clive, whatever his name is. You do not want to mistake one person for Milo Hudson. He's a very
portly fellow.
Very portly fellow, very bald, not a great looking guy. Apparently, this dude gets mistaken for him all the time.
See, now I was in a mock trial a few years back, and we were a fake jury, essentially. And I'm almost certain Milo Hudson-Buehler was in one of our jury, but now that you say that, maybe it wasn't.
It was. Maybe it was.
Maybe
it. You know who, you know what else he does, though, is he sings the national anthem at almost all the Bobcats games.
Yes, he does. Milo Hudson-Buehler does? Yeah. Or well, the lookalike?
No, his Milo Hudson-Buehler, but under his real name, Clive whatever.
He should just be a Milo Hudson-Buehler.
No, because Milo's a clown. He's basically a clown without makeup. He wears the stupid little beanie with the helicopter blade on top and the star-shaped sunglasses and the suspenders, and he's got the short shorts and the fucking high socks and the Converse. He's basically a clown, but without makeup.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to go through your everyday normal life being a clown.
I don't know. Depends.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I got a little off track because I think we're doing the news still. I don't know. You got more news?
Of course. Okay. Tom Cruise is a stuntman. If you didn't know that.
He is a stuntman?
Yeah, he does all his own stunts for all the movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And apparently he got hurt pretty bad.
Cool.
Filming the new Mission Impossible movie. And
how many of those do we fucking need?
I don't know.
How many have you actually seen?
Half of the first one.
I've seen the first one and the second one, and I really wasn't even paying attention during the second one. I seen it in the theaters, and I wasn't even paying attention.
I don't understand is like why we have to do all these Jason Bourne movies, too, and all these James Bond movies. They just keep going with it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. After a while, it gets a little
old. They should just come out with one like every 10 years. So, but I don't know. It was pretty funny, though. They said that, what was it? He had jumped onto this. He jumping across buildings. And
that's what I was going to ask. How did he get hurt?
It was a pretty sickening thud, they said, when he hit the ground.
You think they're going to do what Jackie Chan does and put the bloopers in at the end of, like, the fuck-ups on all the stunts at the end of the movie?
God, you'd hope so.
That'd be awesome.
You'd really hope so.
Rick and Morty Szechuan sauce that I was talking about that McDonald's released?
Yes.
Apparently, they only gave it to three people, like, big jugs of it. To three people.
What the fuck?
I don't know why or how they decided who got them or whatever, but one dude sold his on eBay.
Like $15,000, wasn't it?
$15,350 for a fucking jug of fucking McDonald's sauce, chicken nugget sauce.
Now, if you had the money and you really wanted a condiment, would you do that?
No. No.
Money is no object.
Dude, you could get a fucking car for that much money.
But money is no object. I don't remember the sauce, so I don't remember like how good it.
Oh, I hope it sucks. I hope the person who bought it is it's just like, barbecue what sauce? Is this fucking vomit that I'm dipping my chicken into?
It is vomit. That's all it is.
What else we got here?
There was another story I had. Leonardo DiCaprio
Okay.
Well, I guess this could be like the casting call with Elijah Kirby.
But with Elijah Kirby.
How would you like to be cast as somebody? How would you like to be cast as Nat King Cole?
Nat King Cole? He's black.
I'm just saying, like, somebody with your same name.
With my same name? Oh, so he's going to be Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes. That was so stupid. I was like, okay, Leonardo's playing Leonardo.
I don't know. Actors do that shit all the time, though. Like in TV shows, like, the guy who's, like, kind of not the main character, but he's always, like, in the fucking movie or in the TV show, and he's, like, always the funny guy who just kind of pops up, but he's never, like, really crucial to the plot. Like, he's always got his own name and shit.
Like if I was, like, to play Taylor Swift eventually in her biopic, I mean.
You got the hair for it. You have the hair
and the
for
physique.
It.
So that's all I've got for the news. I don't know if
I'm about done with mine too. What are we moving on to? Fucking trailers?
Sure. I'm looking at the stuff that Elijah has put on here for me.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything. So thank you, Elijah, for not putting anything onto the Dropbox.
What
he keeps it exclusive, like the trailer. Oh wait, maybe got trailer trash on.
It doesn't matter. Let's just go into it as part of the news.
Okay.
I seen the trailer for the Hitman's Bodyguard. And it was a fucking, when they broke down
Jolene, you get your badass back in here. It's time for the trailers. Got him.
You're being a dick.
It's time for trailer trash.
All right.
There you go.
So the Hitman's Bodyguard comes out on August 18th. And when I got the rundown of the plot, when you guys were telling me about it, I thought it sounded stupid.
It looks all right.
And then I seen the trailer on like fucking YouTube or something. Mm-hmm. I was trying to watch something and that popped up. Or no, it's on one of the TV shows I'm watching. All these fucking trailers keep popping up. It looks awesome as shit. I'm actually happy I seen the trailer for once.
Maybe we'll go see it.
Maybe it comes out on Friday.
Which was strange to me that
But so does Defenders. The Defenders comes out on Friday.
Which one's that?
With the Iron Fist and Daredevil and Jessica Jones and
that's on Netflix,
Luke
right?
Cage. Yeah, that's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
But this one kind of snuck up. It was like I saw the preview for it. I was like, wait, this is...
I think you or Elijah brought it up like a couple of months ago. And then it was just like, oh, that sounds dumb. And now I'm like, I really want to see it.
My
just
brother
like, is here.
Won't see it.
Why?
It's got Ryan Reynolds. He doesn't like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, well...
I thought that was weird.
Which brother? Because they're both pretty they're both pretty unlikable.
Robert.
Ah.
He hates Ryan Reynolds for whatever reason, which is okay. I mean, you don't have to like every celebrity out there.
No. I just wished death on Cyndi Lauper a little bit ago.
So that's all you got for trailers?
Yep. You got any?
No trailers that I saw. But once we get our new recording set up, Cole, I think we might even be able to start showing stuff on the big screen.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever. It's neither here nor there.
Yeah, but the fucking listeners can't see it, so
they can listen. They can listen to it.
Basically my sports news.
He only likes some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only likes soccer when they yell and go. The sports be cold. Don't shit your shorts. It's just cold on sports. Golf is not a sport.
I got some sports news, Cole.
Do you?
Yeah, I was watching Canadian Football League before you came over.
Oh, yeah?
That's about it.
Okay, so you were watching football.
No.
What's the big difference? Is like it's 10 yards longer on the field and the fucking goalposts are in the middle of the thing rather than at the end of the field goal?
And it's three downs versus four.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Fucking force you into doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is just so dumb. Esports might be added to the Olympics in 2024.
What?
Yeah, not kidding you. Esports is going to be part of the 2020 Asian Games, and the Asian Games are officially recognized by the International Olympic Committee.
Okay.
So there's three games already announced for this. StarCraft 2, Dota 2, and something called Hearthstone. I don't know.
Oh, but ping pong's a sport.
Okay,
so.
And now they want the third one will be either like a FIFA game or an NBA game by esports. And it
what?
Okay, so this is fucking bullshit. All right, if okay, bowling's not in the Olympics, right?
No, I no.
Cricket is one of the biggest sports in like fucking the Asian area, right?
Sure, sure.
Racquetball, that's not in the sport in sports. I mean, they already got like tennis and shit and probably badminton. But okay, like wrestling is a sport that has been in the Olympics since the original Olympics, right?
Right.
And they're having they're struggling to stay in. And now they want to bring fucking video games in?
I'm all right with that.
That's bullshit, man.
I'm just joking. I don't understand how it's a fucking sport. Like, why
dude, they're not
why,
even moving. They like, don't even move under their own power. They move, you know, they move their thumbs. That's they got what? Make thumb wrestling a fucking sport then.
I'm trying to figure out, like, why it's even considered a sport. I don't understand.
I can get that you can compete against people, sure. But it's still not, I don't know, it's fucking ridiculous. People are stupid.
That is really, really strange that would even be considered a... why it's even in consideration? It's stupid. Really stupid.
Yeah, it's very dumb. Snoop Dogg started working for the UFC on July 11th, and he was a commentator on, I don't know, Dana White's Tuesday night show. There's some show that he does on Tuesdays where unknown fighters fight each other. So Kimbo. He's a commentator on that. Less than a month into this, two UFC fighters are already calling for him to be fired.
Snoop Dogg?
Yep. Al Iaquinta and Matt Brown are the two fighters calling for him to be fired. Now, Dana White probably won't take Al Iaquinta seriously because he's an awesome fighter, but him and the UFC have a really rocky relationship. But he might take Matt Brown seriously and shit, saying that Snoop should be fired because Snoop said that after Daniel Cormier lost to Jon Jones, he cried like a little bitch. And they're finding that, like, this fucking asshole, you know, fucking rapper who doesn't know much about the sport
right.
Shouldn't be disrespecting a fighter, especially one as good as and respected as Daniel Cormier. And I kind of agree with him. Like, I like Snoop Dogg, but I don't see why he's even fucking commentating fights and shit. It's fucking ridiculous.
Maybe like a celebrity thing.
That's stupid, though.
Is he good? Have you listened to him at all?
No, I haven't listened to him. I don't really... I'm not interested in hearing his shit. I mean, they could get... There's better commentators out there. They could have tried to get Mauro Ranallo.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been fucking awesome.
Mauro is awesome.
But, I don't know. What a dipshit. So,
dipshit.
You want to move on to...
Yeah, because one of those things where I didn't get the fucking memo. So this is what you get. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's all you get for wrestling.
All right. David Crosby, you know him? He was in Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, the singer.
I know Bing Crosby.
God damn it, Taylor.
I know David Crosby. I'm sorry.
God damn it, Taylor. All right, he was doing a Q&A on Twitter, and somebody asked if he does crosswords. He says, no, I do WWF, meaning he does words with friends, right?
Okay.
And then he comes back and goes, WWF, for those of us who can read and write, is words with friends, not wrestling. So Matt Hardy,
what a bitch.
Matt Hardy got a little pissed, and he goes, this tweet is 20-plus years outdated, incorrect, and obsolete. There he goes. I suggest you delete, because, you know, that's his awesome catchphrase, is obsolete and the delete shit.
Yes.
Chris Jericho said that Crosby should go back to, should bring back Neil Young and start making good music again instead of unfunny jokes. You can always count on fucking Chris Jericho to get his fucking... 2 cents in there. That guy's so fucking funny, though.
Yeah.
All right. You got any wrestling shit?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about any wrestling?
I want to talk about Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens?
My new figure that I got. The zombie, which is in my van. I haven't brought it up yet.
I got that for you.
You did.
I did because I seen it and I took
bite
a picture.
Owens bite.
Yeah, that was. I don't know.
Clever. I would not have thought I would ever get any of those figures in the zombie series.
The zombie ones,
I thought they're fucking dumb.
Did you see the Sasha Banks walking around in zombie makeup, the fucking video on YouTube?
To promote the figures?
To promote the figures. It's so dumb. The video says she's scaring other WWE people, but she only scares Bayley. Nobody else really is scared. She just stood there like zombie makeup, making people feel uncomfortable.
Dude, they should just do a thing where they're you know, like how they do this. They had the shark cage toy come out, then they did the fucking shark cage.
They're
match.
Doing another one of those matches.
I saw that.
That's so dumb.
It's stupid, but I think they should do that with the zombies too. They should have a zombie faction rise up.
Have them wrestle.
Fucking dumb.
That'd be odd. Have them wrestle in zombie.
Speaking
makeup.
Of zombies,
yeah,
Ric Flair. I was hospitalized for a supposed heart condition. He's in the ICU, so...
What do you mean supposed? That dude's lived a hard fucking life. Just drunk and fucked up all the time.
Yeah, lost his son. I feel bad for the guy. I wish him a speedy recovery.
Stop fucking doing that!
I'm sorry, Cole. It's the way she goes. I don't hear you bitching out Rick every time I watch that show. I watch Rick and Morty.
I'm gonna punch you.
That's like I didn't really watch much wrestling this week, did I?
I watched all of Raw and some of SmackDown.
Daniel Bryan came out, didn't he? Everybody's cheering for him.
Yeah, he came out and did the yes chants or whatever. I think I seen that part. And then you called me and you wanted to hang out, and I was like, "Fuck, I'm watching wrestling." Then we went and hung out, and it was awesome. And I got sunglasses out of the deal.
Hey, that's always a good deal. But do you know what isn't a good deal?
What?
The Daily Death Week.
The Daily Death Week. Is that a little loud or what? I think that's a little loud, dude. All right.
Never be too loud for this guy.
So, you want to make the announcement?
Yeah. Glenn Campbell, which I thought was Bruce Campbell at first. I'm like, oh, shit. And then fuck.
The Army of Darkness guy is dead.
God damn it. Drop my cheese.
And you dropped your cheese.
So, yeah, he died. How old was he, Cole? Fucking really old?
He was really fucking old. I didn't write it down. I forgot to. You know why I forgot to write it down?
Why is that?
Alzheimer's, which he died from.
Somebody at work was like, boy, I'm glad he went. I'm like, what? She was referring to, like, he had suffered, like, the last years of his life. You know? Uh-huh. Having fucking Alzheimer's and shit, so...
Dude, do you know how to eat when we're...
I'm not eating! Just fucking continue on with your daily death week, right.
He also wrote this song. He wrote this song, Galveston, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and Gentle on My Mind. And he played LaBeouf in the original True Grit. The good True Grit.
Not the new one.
Not the shitty one with Josh Brolin or whatever.
Was that really shitty?
It wasn't as good.
Not Josh Brolin, wasn't that?
I think, wasn't it?
Jeff Bridges.
Oh, Jeff Bridges. Shut up. You're dumb. I'm not dumb. You know who else died?
The string cheese maker.
Yeah, I'm going to kill you if you don't quit chewing into the mic. Haru Nakajima. He was the guy who played... He was the original Godzilla.
Oh, yeah!
For 12 movies. He also was Mothra as a larval. I can still hear you chewing. It's grossing
wrong,
me out.
Wrong.
He played King Kong once. He was Rodan. He basically
he's basically
the old school Japanese Ron Perlman. You know, if they're like, okay, and here comes the freakish monster.
Wrong.
He's like, oh, this is me. I
actually would have said, so this is the old school Andy Serkis.
Oh yeah, could have been him too.
That's pretty.
He's the guy who played Freddy Krueger. Here comes the violent monster. Oh, that's me. All right.
Was that it for death?
That's it for death.
God, we are going to have a short podcast.
We are going to have a short podcast. I'm kind of actually happy Elijah's not here because I think he'll be in a bad mood after the camping trip.
You think so?
Dude, you remember last year when he came back from the canoeing trip and it rained on him all week?
Then he
hacked and
he hacked
his fucking leg with a hatchet. He was not happy.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
So, boy, that's... I think we're... Oh, trailers! Or movie reviews. We got some movies to review, I think.
All right.
See if I can find the music.
This is a lot dodgier without Elijah here to just be like, okay, we're going on to this next. I already have the song ready.
Let's go to the movies! Let's go see some stars! Welcome to this grand illusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey,
it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
Bada bang, bada boom, realest guys in the room.
What? No,
got some movies. Saw some movies this week.
Okay, what do you got?
I want to say the first one I saw is an old one, and it's one that I really wanted to see last, was it last year? Yeah, last year, I think. And Robbie and Austin were supposed to take me out for dinner at McDonald's.
Oh, wow. And, sounds like a real romantic date.
It was.
With your brother and his boyfriend.
It was a triple threat, man. And we were supposed to see The Founder, but we never got to it. So I did watch The Founder last night.
I can't remember what that what's that that's about.
McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
The Founder of McDonald's.
Okay.
That
came out last year already?
I want to say so.
Fucking hell.
That guy was a real fucking piece of shit, let me tell you.
Well, dude, if you run a company,
but
9 times out of 10, you probably are a real piece of shit because you just have that drive and you don't want to let somebody fucking step in front of it. You ever listen to the dollop about the Domino's pizza story?
No, I still have to listen to
that
one.
Yeah, you got
to
listen to that. That guy was a little fucked up.
Right.
All those people who start corporations like that are kind of a little fucky in the head.
Well, the problem was is this guy comes in and he's a traveling salesman for what do you call those things? Milkshake makers.
Okay.
So this place out in San Bernardino, was like, hey, we want 8 of these things. He's like, that's got to be a mistake. So he drives out there, sees the concept that they have for McDonald's, and is like, dude, you guys know what you're doing. I got to start a franchise, right? And they're like, we don't want to do a franchise because we don't have any control over the quality of the product. And essentially, he just totally fucks the two original McDonald brothers over, fucks them hard.
Cool.
And says it
as you do,
saying his store was the original store after his franchise came out to Illinois or wherever it was. It's like, wow, what a fucking piece of shit. Michael Keaton, though, what a fucking great guy. He's a great fucking actor.
Cool.
I like him a lot. He played a very good bad
shithead.
Guy. Very good shithead in this movie. As he does in most of his movies. So I recommend seeing this movie if you want to see a little history of the...
Where'd you see it?
It was on Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah.
And I'm totally fucking watching it.
Pretty good. I recommend it. Hey, we should do that.
What?
Like a watch of the week. That anybody that has... they don't have to go out to the fucking movies or whatever. They can just sit home on their ass and watch their fucking TV or iPad or tablet or whatever they got. And that'll be our suggestion. So go out there. It's on Netflix. Check out The Founder with Michael Keaton. I call you Elijah because you're sitting here. Cole's going to do it. Check it out. The second movie I went to was actually at the theater.
Kurt Mall?
No.
Grand?
Yeah.
You say you paid too much money and there were too many people there.
Yeah, there were actually. And it was sucks. It would suck too is there was a ton of people in one of those fucking dinky theaters.
Did they turn the fucking lights off this time? Because yes, the last time I went there, they didn't turn the lights off. Yes, I was pissed.
We went to see The Big Sick.
The Big Sick.
Yes, it's about the Pakistani comedian. I forget his fucking name.
I don't know.
But anyway, it's about him. It's actually about his life, kind of. And if you're into stand-up comedy and like the behind the scenes of stand-up comedy, it's probably a movie for you. Anyway, this girl gets really sick, and then there's Ray Romano, and then she doesn't like this Pakistani guy, and then...
Not selling me on this.
It was a fucking 2-hour movie.
And it was a
rom-com.
I'm not going. It's 2 hours?
Two-hour rom-com, dude.
The plot was not great, and then you didn't even have to say rom-com. You just said two hours, and I'm like, I'm out. I'm out. I'm done.
A little too long of a movie.
Now this description is too long.
For me, it was like, you got to a point where it's like, is this fucking over yet? What is going on here? It was just a little too long for me.
The first time I seen The Dark Knight Returns, the one with Heath Ledger in it. Or wait.
That was just The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. Sorry. Shut up. I'm not dumb. You're dumb.
All right.
The first time I seen that, like, we made plans to go, and I didn't want to back out of them, but I had the worst fucking headache in the world. And it just got worse and worse as I sat there. And as good of a movie as that was, I was just like, is this fucking over yet?
Right.
Oh, man. And it was a movie I really liked, but I was like, I just couldn't fucking do it no more.
Mm-hmm. And now having MoviePass and seeing a lot of movies at the theater, it's always a bonus when you're looking at the show
time. It's less than 90 minutes.
It's like, fuck yeah, I got to see that one. So I'll probably this week, I'm going to hit up the new Annabelle movie. It sounded like you didn't want to see that one with me.
I don't even know what that is.
It's some creepy fucking movie.
No, I don't want to see it. I don't like the fucking things. That's you and Elijah and your shit, man.
I know. So I think I'll hit up that movie this week. And I still have to see Dark Tower. So
I kind of want to see that,
too.
Oh,
and Detroit. I want to see Detroit, too. That looked fucking awesome.
Fuck, dude. I'm already on overtime from last week, and I think I'm going to hit it this week again. I don't know if I can fucking go...
All right.
Well. To any movies with you, but if I can, let's maybe go we'll do see it tonight. The Dark Tower. Rick and Morty's on tonight.
Well, we could watch Rick and Morty tomorrow.
I don't know if I want to do that.
That's what I wanted. It's
all right. We'll see what time the Dark Tower is on and if we can make that work.
Because that was a short one, too. That was only an hour and a half. We could do fucking
the
both.
Dark Tower is an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right, maybe.
What are we still podcasting for?
Let's go. Just kidding. Well, we're almost done here. It's a nice short podcast this week because we didn't have any input from Elijah. I don't know if there's anything else you want us to really talk about.
TV reviews.
Oh!
TV reviews with Cole and Taylor.
No, hey, I got it. I got it.
I like my new introduction, though.
Classic.
What is this?
Elf. You ever watch that show?
Not really.
Really?
I mean, I caught an episode here and there, but I didn't catch like a whole lot of them like you and Elijah did.
Love the show. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. We watched Preacher this week. We got caught up on our last two episodes finally.
Preacher, and we watched Rick and Morty.
Yes.
And I thought Rick and Morty was really funny. Taylor was fucking goddamn near rolling off the fucking couch and onto the floor laughing.
Yeah, I was. Dude, I watched an episode twice already.
You watched it twice?
I watched it. Well, the night we watched it, then I had to watch it again just to... Dude,
when he starts going up the toilet, and I just pointed out the fact that he made a Rocketeer mask out of the rat's head, you lost your shit just laughing your balls off, dude.
Dude, it was such a great episode. So you have I love the first exchange between Rick and Morty in this episode where it's like, Morty, and then Morty's
where he's just basically disappointed in Rick.
Well, that, but he's like he's looking in the. It was when he's in the bathroom. He's like, Rick, is this a camera?
Is everything a camera?
You gotta feel bad for Morty a little bit because I mean he's just so fucked because of his grandpa. So yeah, he walks in there. And he reveals, the big reveal was the pickle.
And you know, honestly, everyone's disappointed in him. Like, yeah, great, fucking good fucking reveal, you dumb shit.
Honestly, when I saw that, I was so fucking disappointed because I remember seeing that, before the series even aired this time around. And it was like, what the fuck are they even doing? Have they jumped the shark? That's what I was thinking. Are they trying to jump the shark here? But after, everything plays out like it does with... The therapy
and all that shit.
Well, that and him rolling into the fucking sewer and fucking killing a cockroach, taking over the cockroach's brain with his tongue, moving it along, and then all of a sudden he's like half cockroach at this point, half pickle, and then he kills a bunch of rats, and then he creates this mech suit, fucking rat parts. Oh my god, it was just so brilliant. It was so goddamn funny. I mean, and then it's like, how did he do this in this amount of time?
Dude, you got way more enjoyment. I thought it was funny, but you got way more enjoyment out of that than I did.
I was talking to a buddy because he had watched it before me, and I was like, oh, no, I haven't seen it yet, whatever. And he's like, dude, this is one of the goriest episodes I think they've had.
It was
like,
pretty gory.
And at first I thought, well, dude, he's killing rats and cockroaches. What's the big fucking deal? And then when he goes into that Russian embassy, it just kills everybody. I mean, it was like, oh my god! So far, this season has not disappointed me at all. And then, yes, you had Danny Trejo
and Susan Sarandon.
Susan fucking Sarandon guest starring in this episode. I can't understand how she got involved. You said it was her son or something?
No, I don't say the shit.
Oh, that wasn't you. Okay, it was my other buddy at work. He was like, "Yeah, Susan Sarandon's son is a big fan of the show," and apparently she got roped into doing it. And how fucking awesome would it be for you to hand Susan Sarandon a script, okay?
And she's a doctor who cures people who eat poop.
And then her to say those lines at the end. She's like, well, if you have any problems with eating poop, just give me a call back. I mean, is she nominated or is she an Academy Award winner?
Probably.
Oh, my God. Even better then.
You're talking about it too much, though, because, like...
Dude, I could go on and on a little.
I know you could. I thought you were going to go line for line on the whole episode.
Oh, I could.
At first. Preacher, what happened?
Preacher, so I believe it was the first episode we watched, which we were a week behind, was the Air Star episode.
Yes.
Which was...
Pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. Pretty gritty, pretty dark.
He's a real prick.
He is a real...
Killed a village full of 30 people because they had a flying pig.
Yeah.
they showed his backstory on how he got into the Grail, and he basically murdered a lot of
his competition to get in. Michael Keaton did to get ahead of McDonald's movie.
He shot a dude in the head
and pushed another guy off a building. He really fucked those McDonald's brothers over. Anyway, so yeah, that was pretty much that episode. I don't know if there was much. Oh, and then you also have
Tulip is very fucked up from getting grabbed around the throat by the Santa Killers.
It's, now, do you think it's just sort of like
giving her somewhat of a death wish?
Right. Do you think it's like a PTSD sort of thing, or do you think
I think
more
if the Saint of Killers touches you and you are touched by basically an avatar of death, it's gonna fuck your brain up for a little while.
Right, because
you're not gonna feel right.
Right, so you had her and Cassidy both taking shots to the chest
with guns.
With guns, they were wearing bulletproof
vests. Cassidy's was like a 50 cal, so it just fucking blew his insides out.
Pretty fucking gnarly, man.
It was nuts.
Yeah, so that
the,
was
Jesse almost got close to figuring out who was behind the fake god, and then he didn't realize the one clue and destroyed the evidence that he has.
Oh right, the that was the second episode though.
Yeah, that was the second episode. I'm kind of mashing them together because we watched them back to back.
The problem I had with the second episode, and I'm glad we watched them both back to back, because if I had to watch just the one episode, I'm not a big. I mean, I understand the mover episodes, you know, like the episodes that have to move the story along. Yeah. And that's definitely what the second episode was.
I liked when he was talking to the. To the preacher? Other preacher.
Right. Street
There's
preacher.
Some theories that that guy is actually God, but I don't know.
I think they're going to have a bigger name as the actor for that.
I don't know.
I don't know either. We'll find out. You also have Cassidy's father, or sorry, Cassidy's son, who's dying.
Begging to be turned into a vampire.
And begging to be turned into a vampire. And they kind of left it on a cliffhanger last week as to whether or not Cassidy was going to do it or not.
If he's going to turn him into a vampire, just straight up kill him, maybe.
What would you do?
Probably kill him.
If you were his son?
If he was my son? Yeah, probably kill him.
Just kill the bastard.
Just get it over.
Put him out of his fucking misery.
You wouldn't want to turn him into a vampire,
though. I don't think so. He might think, like, hey, do it. Because
that was
die,
his first instinct was to not do it. And then he called another friend, and his friend tells him, don't do it. So right. I think he's probably going to kill him.
Right.
You go with your gut instinct, your first one.
Right. And there was another line from the street preacher that I found interesting. Was he said something about you gotta follow the people that are taking souls or something?
Yeah.
I can't remember the exact line of that, but I forget the name of the company too, but that's gonna be a pretty key villain, I'm sure, coming up here.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
There we go.
All right. So that is. That was the TV reviews. Now it's time to go on to...
Oh, I thought you wanted a high five.
I didn't want to high five you. We just had to do it because you put your fucking hand up, and I didn't want to be the dick.
Let's do it.
Opinion on everything. I don't give a fuck about what you think.
It's Taylor's 10. Yeah, how can you never play the shitty music anymore?
Because I don't have the shitty musical. And honestly,
definitive opinion on
this is even better because I don't even think I have 10 this week.
Oh, you suck.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, no, I do.
Okay, good, because I had a 10 list that I could have used in place.
What is it? Let me hear your list, and maybe I'll want to wait for Elijah for this one.
Top ten villains in movies and TV shows that you actually like. That you like. Maybe they're real piece of shit.
I thought I did this list already.
Yeah, but your lists all suck.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
I swear to God, if any of these are the same, Cole, I'm shutting this thing down.
It's not like bad guys that you're rooting for.
Okay.
It's just likable bad guys.
All right.
Okay, and it could be because they're smart or because they're really funny or they're charming or... You know, maybe just the actor who plays them even. But number 10 would be Enemy at the Gates, Major Erwin Koenig, Ed Harris. Why are you laughing?
Oh, sorry. I pushed the wrong button,
Well,
Cole.
Dumb shit, don't do that.
Okay, here's the right button.
Well, I put him down because he is basically the same guy as the main character, right? They're both snipers. They're trying to snipe each other. One's... fighting for Stalin's communist army, and the other one's a Nazi. He's the Nazi.
This is
you realize he gets into it because he's trying to save the lives of the other German people. He's upset that his son was killed in this area in Russia, and that's why he goes out there to try to kill this other sniper, this communist sniper. He's really smart. He's also ruthless, and you don't like him, but you do. Like, he's
Jude Law, right?
Jude Law's in it.
Okay, yep.
But I actually liked Ed Harris, his performance, better than Jude Law's.
All right.
Dexter, Isaac Serco, played by Ray Stevenson. He wasn't the best bad guy. Like, the best bad guy would have been either the ice truck killer or the Trinity killer, right?
Okay.
He's the guy from the second to last season, I think season 7. He's the mob boss, and Dexter killed his boyfriend. He had to keep the fact that he was gay a secret.
Right, right,
Him and Dexter actually had a talk where, like, in a different life, they would have probably been good friends and shit.
This was played by Sabretooth guy, right?
Ray Stevenson? Not Sabretooth. He's been in a lot of shit, but I'm not...
Okay, keep going. I'm going to look him up.
Okay, Tombstone, Curly Bill, played by Powers Booth. He was maybe the most likable guy in the entire movie of Tombstone. I mean, I know Doc Holliday. Okay, you know the guy I'm talking about, Ray Stevenson, though?
Yes, yes. Okay. He was Punisher. That's right. That's where I remember him from.
But, okay, Curly Bill in Tombstone. Played by Powers.
I've never seen Tombstone, Cole.
Oh, you got to. It's really weird because I actually, an honorable mention would have been Johnny Ringo, played by Michael Biehn, mm-hmm. in the same movie. They were two. Michael Biehn was a lot more of a ruthless killer sort of guy, whereas Curly Bill was very charismatic cowboy. Just him and the Earps didn't get along because, you know, just shit happened. And right. They clashed. And yeah, I don't know. He was really likable. Lucky number 11, The Boss, played by Morgan Freeman.
Fuck, that's such a goddamn good movie.
Dude, him or the other bad guy in that, the rabbi, played by Sir Kingston. Ben Kingsley.
Kingsley.
But I picked Morgan Freeman. He was more likable. That whole speech about the shmoo.
The shmoo, yeah.
And just, there was a lot of parts with him, you know, playing chess. You know, he knows that the other guys are letting him win, the people who work for him.
I'm surprised you like that movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
What does the guy say to the tailor? Wait, what was it? With two penises? You dress to the left or the right?
Yes. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You probably don't know this one. Agent Grant Ward. He's played by Brett Dalton. I liked him. At first, he's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Then he's a traitor. Then he kind of goes and he works for HYDRA. Then he's kind of doing his own thing, killing HYDRA agents, killing S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, killing everybody. But you feel bad for the guy. Just had a fucking... He had a shit life. He's a great agent, you know. If he hadn't done the double cross, he would have been a great guy, but no, he's a bad guy. And then he dies and comes back because he's possessed by an alien.
What?
Yeah. Like, it's fucking crazy. And he's likable all the time, even though you want to see him die.
Mm.
Die Hard, Hans Gruber, Alan Rickman. Dude, he was smart and charismatic.
Was he in the second one?
He was not in the second one.
Only seen the second one.
Oh, God damn it, Taylor.
I'm lying. I've only seen the first one.
But come on, you wouldn't want to fucking hang out with Hans Gruber?
I don't know.
The guy who just is like, yeah, you need to free my brothers from the Asian Don. And they're like, Asian Don? I don't know. I read about him in Time magazine.
maybe Snape. I don't know about Hans Gruber, though.
Snape, you'd rather hang out with the fucking Harry Potter bitch than fucking the guy who went after John McClane.
Okay.
The guy who told him to shoot the glass. Kill Bill. Bill, played by David Cassidy.
He died, dude.
David Carradine. I said David Cassidy, didn't I?
I don't think David Cassidy. I think David Cassidy's still alive.
David Carradine, though, is the guy who played Bill. But, dude, that guy...
He's pretty cool.
He was pretty cool. And he's talking about Superman and hanging out and doing martial arts and mm-hmm. kicking ass. Running a fucking...
Hell yeah.
Lady version of Charlie's Angels that is actually cool. Death Proof, Stuntman Mike with Kurt Russell.
I've seen Death Proof.
The guy with the scar on his face.
I'm just trying to think of it. I've seen Death Proof. I've seen Death Proof, but I haven't seen the other one.
Planet Terror.
That's the one.
Stuntman Mike, he was badass as right. fuck.
He well, killed the he girl was in actually his car, dude.
He was actually a little bitch, but he was still awesome. Daredevil, Wilson Fisk, Vincent D'Onofrio.
You're basically hanging out with him every week, dude.
Who?
Me.
Noah? No, I said likable people. Likable.
How is he likable?
Just hanging out with the lady, with the, that girl, you know.
He's a real likable guy. But he's just really, I mean, maybe
he knows his flaws. He knows his faults. He thinks he's the hero until he realizes at the end he's the bad guy. Okay, I might have fucked that one.
I mean, I don't think he's a very personable. I mean, I would look for personable people that, hey, these are, yeah, I don't
know. Okay, so personable, number one.
All right.
Gangs in New York, Bill the Butcher Cutting, played by Daniel Day-Lewis. No, he was awesome.
I'm not saying he wasn't awesome, but he wasn't a very likable fucking
character. Yes, he was. He was like hanging out with the fucking poor people, giving them fucking meat and stuff, and take this fucking pork to your mother. And
oh, yeah, he's a great guy. He knew
how to throw knives. He was cool, man. Everybody wanted to hang around him. A lot of people wanted to kill him, but a lot of people didn't.
Sure.
He ran an entire...
Why didn't you put the other guy on there? Marlon Brando.
From what?
Godfather.
Fuck that. I got one more. I got an honorable mention.
All right.
Clay Morrow from Sons of Anarchy, played by Ron Perlman.
That one I've never seen. Is it a good show?
Dude, you hate the dude. You love the dude. You know who the worst person is? Is the main character's girlfriend? Because every time I look at her sad sack face, I just want to throw a brick through the fucking TV.
Is that Married with Children lady?
No, she's awesome in that.
Oh, okay. Well, I
she's total bitch, but you still like her too. You're like, yep, I'm down for her.
Cool.
That was my top 10. It was better than all of your top 10s.
It was all right, and I'm glad you had one prepared, because the one I have next week is going to literally blow your balls off.
Bullshit.
It will blow your
top
balls
10
off.
Times somebody's got their testicles taken off in a movie.
That's a good one.
There we go. Has there been 10 times?
I'm sure it's been done before.
10 good ones?
Right. I'm sure. We'll look it up. Because there's That Yellow Bastard. That's the one I'm thinking of from Sin City.
Yeah, he did get his dick shot off.
Oh, then he ripped his testicles off after he got him grown back, remember?
Yep.
You can do it twice in that movie.
You could do it twice.
I think the second time would outrank the first time, though, when you see Bruce Willis has ripped the fucking yellow sack off.
It was awesome. Gross seeing his yellow blood on Bruce Willis's fucking hand and shit.
It's awesome. It was so cool how he shot that movie. Anyway, do we have anything else, Cole? Any final words? Any words of wisdom to impart?
Dude, I barely had any words of wisdom throughout the rest of this whole thing.
All right, so I guess that'll be it for this week's edition of Comic Cancuzzi. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and all the other social media sites. I think we only have those two, but just Google us and see what you find. You might even find a picture of our cocks on there. You never know.
No, maybe just Taylor's face. It looks like a dick anyway.
You never know. So, with that, I am Taylor Billings.
I'm Cole Wise, and we'll see you next week.